așa de tare ghiță. Te aștept de seară la portiță, când o portiță de la școală vină. Dar lumea nu vine cu vitum, de obicei cu mâna în goală ține. Te mai așteaptă ca și mine, o seară întreagă numai pe tine ghiță. Așa de tare.
Got nine. CITR Radio from UBC Vancouver here with us, Corinna, amazing actress. And this was a song from Romania, where Corinna is come from, and is a guitar. She played Cleopatra Stratton.
Yeah, it's an adorable 3-year-old girl.
So cute.
So cute.
Right. So, Corinna, I know that you need to go, and I just want to say thank you for your interview. Very, very interesting. And just repeat us, for our listeners, the movie that are going to come out. We don't know yet the date, right?
Yeah.
But we know the name.
It's called Rain. R-E-I-G-N, Rain. Not to be confused with the TV series on the CW network.
Awesome. And you will keep us... you will stay tuned with us, and you will let us know when it will come out, because...
Absolutely.
We want to watch it. And at the end of November 29th, there will come the awards...
November 19th, Awards. Yeah. And for Rain, yeah, I'll definitely keep you updated. It's being submitted to Sundance, Cannes, and TIFF. Those are really big film festivals, so we'll see what happens.
Yes. Thank you so much, Corinna. Have a good rest of the day, and good luck with your studies in business.
Thank you for having me.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It's Friday, the 26th of September, 2014, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam territory of Oksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's VIFF time, folks. The Vancouver International Film Festival is going on this weekend, and a fistful of local filmmakers have their work on display. One of them is right here in the studio, and we'll be talking to him in a moment. Plus, our usual rundown of things that are happening in the local indie music, film, and theater world. So stick around for the next hour. You just might learn something. And in the studio right now, we have the incomparable Chris Elstrin. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Chris, you are a writer, a director, a producer, an actor, a songwriter, a performer, a bon vivant, a man about town, and you have a movie that's playing at the Vancouver Film Festival.
I do. I have a movie. It's called Songs She Wrote About People She Knows, and it's a bizarre little musical comedy about a repressed woman named Carol who starts discovering how to express herself, so she writes songs about people she knows, hence the title. In the process, she alienates her friends, but happens to inspire her boss, Dave, in this case, Asshole Dave. She sings a song for him called Asshole Dave, and it inspires him to try and resurrect his failed career as a punk musician. And they go on a crazy journey together.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a setup. So are there, is it just the one person that she influences, or does each song kind of have its own life?
Well, the songs are about different people, so she does get confronted by some of the people that she sings her songs about, because it turns out most of what she's trying to express is anger and frustration, which is part of the song, Asshole Dave, that she sings to her boss about how much she hates her boss and what a jerk he is. And so she gets confronted by a few people, but the real journey she takes is with Dave, because he's so inspired by her having taken the time, really, to express her feelings about him.
So does she just, like, show up at people's houses and places of work and just sings in front of them, or how does she present the songs?
Well, she calls them on the phone. She mostly leaves them on the voicemail for people, so they get home from work and they have this nasty song from Carol. And in Dave's case, it's a nasty song, but he's so excited that anybody took the time to express anything about him and that he inspired something, that he sort of motivated himself.
All right, well, speaking of inspiration, what inspired you to tell this story to begin with?
Well, this story, like so many stories, it comes from a million different places. There's like this little kernel here and that little kernel. I have been aware of music therapy for a while. I had a friend in high school whose mom was a music therapist. It was in quite a different way. She dealt with sort of emotionally damaged children, but it's something that I'm aware of. And then, somebody that I know very well, who I'll decline to name, is involved in an organization that was having some communication problems, internal communication problems. And they brought in an outside facilitator to help them express themselves to each other, to air these frustrations that they were having. And they did it in song. And I thought that was ridiculous and hilarious. And I don't know if it helped them, but it just was one of those things that sat there. And I thought, well, what if you had a character who started doing that? And as it happens, around that time, I had started writing and performing more songs, and they come from this weird sort of personal place. And I thought, oh, let's have a character in a movie who kind of does this, but sings songs specifically to people and see what the fallout is and what happens from there.
Yeah. Now, you brought one of the songs with you.
I did. I mean, I've got a few, but I thought in particular, this song, which is Asshole Dave, would be appropriate for Dave Radio.
I think that's probably a really smart idea.
Yeah, and if you have kids around, cover their ears.
Fucking asshole, Dave. A fucking asshole.
I think that could be my new theme song.
I think it should be. I think it should be the theme song of every Dave. As it happens, my wife worked. He actually just moved on to a new place, but for a few years worked with a fellow named Dave, who was very impressed with this song. He was sure it was about him, and it didn't bother him at all.
All right. I know there's just something about hearing your own name on a song, no matter how offensive it is. Yeah. Hey, that's about me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, hey, is that about me? Hey, that's about me. Yeah, that's how it went.
And this movie went to the Toronto Film Festival.
It did. It had its world premiere at TIFF. I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, something like that. And that was really exciting.
Yeah. So was that your first time on the TIFF red carpet?
This was my first time at TIFF as a solo writer-director. There was a film 3 years ago called Doppelganger Paul, or a film about how much I hate myself. That's the full title, that I wrote and co-directed with my friend Dylan Accio-Smith. That was there 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then I've had a few things there, like shorts over the years and stuff. But this was my first time there with a feature that I wrote and directed myself.
So what's the experience like being at the big show?
It's amazing. It's overwhelming. It's exciting. It's exhausting. It's all of those things. TIFF is sort of the big, it's one of the biggest film festivals in the world. So mm-hmm. It's amazing to get in. And my experience of going to TIFF every time, it's just such a great experience. But it is all those things, exhausting, overwhelming, and all those things. But the programmers there are just so fantastic. And everybody who works there is so great that even though it's this enormous festival, and I mean, if you've ever been in Toronto when the festival's on, it just really kind of takes over the city and it's huge, that the festival still has a personal touch, and they really look out for you. And if I could premiere every movie of mine there, I would be super ecstatic.
Yeah. And of course, you know, like the Vancouver festival is no small effort either.
Oh no, that's amazing.
It's just, it has a different focus. Like the TIFF is sort of the big international Hollywood premiere thing. Whereas the Vancouver festival is more about promoting quality films. So it's an honor to be included in that as well.
Vancouver is a great, great audience festival. It's actually longer. It's longer than TIFF. Vancouver's 16 days and TIFF is 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. So it's exhausting in its own right if you're going out and there are people, there's people at TIFF who take, their holidays every year so they can see tons of movies. And there's people at VIFF that do the same thing. They're two very different festivals, and I'm really excited to be able to screen our movie tomorrow night at the Rio. It's at 9:15 in front of a hometown crowd, and we shot the movie here on a very low budget, and so it'll be exciting to finally show it to our crew and our families and all those folks.
Who's in it?
Who's in it? Arabella Bushnell, who you have worked with before. She's the lead. She plays Carol. Brad Dryborough, who's an excellent local actor, he plays Dave. And Ross Smith is our supporting lead. I don't know if you know Ross, but he's in a band called Edmonton Block Heater.
Oh, yeah. And actually, I know Ross well. He was a musical director for a play I did, a version of Twelfth Night. That two other members of your cast, John and Bronwyn, was also in.
And John Prowse and Bronwyn Smith, they're in there. Ross is amazing. This is his first film, and it was amazing. He came to TIFF and did the whole thing, and it was great because Arabella, Brad, and I have been there a few times, so we've had a sense of it. But it was great to have Ross there with fresh eyes and new excitement. That guy is so good at working a room. Very social. I've got to do more with him because I'm not.
Yeah, take him along.
I go to the parties and I stand in a corner. I refuse to kind of get into the glom of people. It freaks me out. But Ross is just going, starting conversations with everybody. It was amazing.
Terrific.
And he's really good in the movie too.
So it's songs she wrote about people she knows.
Yep.
And it the Vancouver premiere is tomorrow night at 9:30.
9:15. Yep.
At the Rio as part of the Vancouver Film Festival. Is it just playing that one time, or is it?
Tomorrow's the first screening, and then there's a second screening on Tuesday, September 30th. At 4:45 at the Van City Theater, which is the VIFF home theater, at Seymour and Davie.
All right. And all the details are in the Georgia Strait and online and all that.
They're in the Georgia Strait at vif.org, which is the Vancouver Film Festival website. It's got all the information there, and we'd love to see everybody out.
Yeah. Can't wait for it.
Great.
Thanks for coming in, Chris.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Right. Good to see you.
You too.
Who are you to comment on who I am? What the fuck, man? Fucking prick. Oh, yeah? Since when? Who the fuck are you, fool? You'll see. Fucking coward. You're a fucking hater. Fuck out of here. Enjoy hating you, prick. Oh, good, you fucking idiot. You fucking with the wrong guy. Sucks to be you. Better watch yourself. Real talk.
Beaver Hour. Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your host, Emma Rawson.
Rawson. Rawson. Rawson.
Hey, Horace, give us three shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill! That's really kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard Tommy! I hate him! I hate him!
Okay, well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Could get hurt pretty bad, still get up on my own two feet. I always believed that I was free, that I had some sense of integrity that would rise above whatever tried to change me. But honey, now I won't wait for something to bring me. That only sticks for a while, then I'm back again. Oh, I'm a master pretender. I always knew that I was young, but with a head held high and a sharp tongue, I could fool most any. By the fatal hands of fortune or by sheer bad luck. Fucked up. people just disappear. Son, and now don't be mad. Thomas told me it can't be that bad, and if it is, well, I'll be goddamn, but I'll stick around. I'll be your master defender. Yeah, I'll stick around. I'll be your master defender.
That's a new one. It's Master Pretender from First Aid Kit. CITR 101.9 FM. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. Very nice of Chris to show up and talk about. Oh, it's going to be a great movie. I can't wait for it tomorrow night. We have to catch up on our breaks. And then when we come back, we'll talk about what else is going around on around town.
Considering studying abroad? Visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, September 27th at the Vancouver Convention Center East Wing to meet top universities from around the world offering postgrad, undergrad, and diploma programs abroad. Visit the Travel Zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. Expo opens at 1 p.m., but come early at noon for our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check the website for more info at studyandgoabroad.com.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
And of course, as we mentioned, the Vancouver Film Festival is going on right now, but there are other movie events that are happening that you might want to be aware of if you're not into braving the crowds at VIFF. First Weekend Club, which we talked about here a couple of weeks ago, is a national organization that helps to promote Canadian-made films by encouraging people to go out and see them on their first weekend. Because in the film business, it's how much money you make on your first weekend that determines how much more exposure your movie gets. So to help promote Canadian films, we encourage people to go out to see them on their opening weekend. And this week's feature is called Hector and the Search for Happiness. It stars British actor Simon Pegg, but it's also got a great supporting cast of local actors, many of whom are friends of the show, including Bernard Cuffling, Dean Paul Gibson, and Eileen Barrett. And that's playing at the International Village Cinema down in Gastown, Chinatown, downtown east side. What part of town is that called? Anyway, it's on Pender and Abbott International Village for Hector and the Search for Happiness. In terms of live stage events, this weekend, the Vancouver Fringe Festival Holdover is taking place at the Havana Theater. There's two shows playing there. Sakuhachi Quest with Jim Sands and Jacques Lalonde's big hit Stroke of Luck. Also at the Havana tonight and tomorrow night. That gets underway at 7 o'clock for Sakuhachi Quest, and then Jacques' show, Stroke of Luck, at 9 o'clock. You Shakespeare fans, the theater at UBC is doing Twelfth Night, and that is tonight and tomorrow night at the Freddie Wood Theater on campus at 7:30. On Granville Island, Studio 1398, Dead Man's Cell Phone. That's a story about a woman in a cafe that has an adventure after she answers a phone belonging to a dead customer. And that's happening tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at Studio 1398 on Granville Island.
Metro Theater in Marpole is playing 39 Steps, the fast-paced whodunit that is based on the Hitchcock film. And that's tonight and tomorrow at 8, 2 o'clock for the Sunday matinee. Presentation House in North Vancouver, a locally written play called Since You Left Us by Susan McFarlane. It's their final weekend at Presentation House, and that's tonight, tomorrow, and their final performance is Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Also, final weekend for School for Scandal at the Jericho Arts Center, also at 8 tonight, tomorrow, and 2 o'clock on Sunday. And at the Powell Theater in Cole Harbor, a play called The Dreamer Examines His Pillow by John Patrick Shanley, and that's their final weekend as well, 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday night. And just a note for you theater groups out there, make your play easy to find out about. This one was a little bit difficult to discover. I found their listing at PAL, on the PAL website, and basically they had the picture of the cast with no names, the name of the director and the name of the play, and some summary by the director that was more about his writing style or his writing process than about the play itself. So a little bit more information would have been helpful. But we're trying. We're really trying here on Dave Radio. Later on in the week, Monday night at the Railway Club, as it happens the last Monday of every month, it's Jeff Gladstone's Bad Ideas Cabaret. Jeff Gladstone and his band, The Bad Ideas, hosting local musicians and a cabaret-style show at the Railway Club. And then Tuesday, it's opening night of Our Town. We talked about this with Bob Fraser last week. It's at the First Christian Reformed Church at 10th and Victoria. Awesomest Theater presents Our Town by Thornton Wilder. Very exciting production. You don't want to miss that. Okay, let's get back to some more music. Let's see. This is a local duo that we've been featuring a lot of lately because they're so darn good. It's Scott Perry and Leora Joy. They're called Winsome Kind, and this is a new track off their soon-to-be-released CD, and this one's called Better Days.
Well, these days Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. In the glow of each other's majestic presence, listen in and hear my words to the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. All alone at the 64 World's Fair, 80 dolls yelling small girl after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up the wire to the horn on the pole at the bus depot. And in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words are the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. When I was driving once, I saw this painted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I just want you to have.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there. Where the world goes by like the humid air. And it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away. And the truth is we don't know anything. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words, you're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. And I are getting old, and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you.
With my foolish stride, if you were to ask me why, well, I could break a heart and tell you lie. Sweat running down my face, chill something down my thing.
All the times I saw you telling lies, how you stood there telling me no one could ever prove a thing. If you could only see what was in my mind,
international waters, international waters, out there, you fall like you do when struck from behind in international waters. You can do anything and anyone can do anything to you. Out there, you kiss who you wanna kiss, because well, you can do what you want. And if they don't kiss back, you can feel angry and senseless and stupid and bad. If you're young and dumb, you can be young and dumb. You can drink beer and masturbate. You're 21 and you've just arrived in international life.
This is the coolest thing about doing this show, is that I have this email address. No, stop talking. Thank goodness. I keep forgetting to shut off the hit the stop button and the next song starts. Anyway, email. Yes. DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. If you have a song that you want to have played on the radio, you send it to that address and I'll play it. And that's what these guys did. They're called Pale Red. They're on, you can find them on Bandcamp. It's an EP called The White Mink. And as it says in their notes, this is an EP of songs we recorded on a phone in our basement under the name White Mink, working up to cutting their first record. And they were really grateful that we played them on the air. They're Miles Black, Portia Boehm, and Charlotte Coleman. Pale Red. There you go. Okay, we got we still have time for some more tunes and some more information and some more fun and stuff like that. So stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Sakuya to lead to Homosquema stale.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of
cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know?
You know, old girl, sometimes I think you're probably the finest ship ever to have sailed the Vortex.
Oh, I know, Doctor. This is the end of the world news.
So now we know.
Now we know for sure.
But why are they?
I'm waiting for you.
Indeed we are, Doctor. Thursday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m.
Also, the band we played before, Pale Red, was a group from the Kootenays, from Weimar near Nelson, Meter Bridge. And they are just about to release their first album, too. So keep your ears open for them. And now it's time for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions in and around Vancouver. Holy cow, stop that. And there it goes again. I lean my arm onto the keyboard, I hit the wrong button, and everything goes haywire. It's just not easy here, you know? It really isn't. Where was I? For more details, you can consult the VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Unplugged Script Reading Challenge is a showcase for new writers to get their material in front of an audience. It's taking place October the 1st, which is next week, Wednesday? Yeah, at the Electric Owl Social Club, 928 Main Street, across from Science World SkyTrain Station. Interested writers are invited to submit first 10 to 15 pages of their film, TV, play, or web series. And send that to the Unscripted Reading Challenge. And then actors show up at the Electric Owl on Wednesday night and get in there and do some reading. More information on their Facebook page, or you can send them a message at Twitter at Script Challenge, one word, S-C-R-I-P-T-C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E. Up in the Air Theater is doing The City and the City by Jason Patrick Rothery. It's going to be happening on in November between the 10th and the 21st. This is a paid workshop with public presentation, and they are doing their auditions today. Also auditioning this weekend, Steel Magnolias at Stage 43 in Coquitlam. Jacqueline Keith directing that, and that will be on stage in January, the 15th to the 24th. The audition is tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Pine Tree Community Center, and then Sunday, October 5th, at the Coquitlam Public Library. They're looking for six women of various ages for Steel Magnolias. Characters Acting Troupe is doing Classroom Chaos, which is an original one-hour family comedy with parts written to suit all actors. So they are looking for people tomorrow at the Caresdale Community Center, September 27th, and that is going to be on stage on the 29th, November to the 7th. They're going to take it and show it in various locations around the city of Vancouver. The big show at the Royal City Musical Theatre in April this year is going to be My Fair Lady, directed by Val Easton, and they are holding auditions on Sunday, September 28th at the Anvil Center on Columbia Street in New Westminster. The Royal Canadian Theatre Company is doing The Mousetrap by Agatha Christie in March, and their auditions are also today at the Newton Cultural Center in Surrey. And the North Van Community Players presenting Nurse Jane Goes to Hawaii in February, and their auditions are October 19th and 20th at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. Two Christmas shows, the Rumpelstiltskin Pantomime at the Deep Grove Shaw Theatre, and their audition is on Saturday, tomorrow, in North Vancouver. And then the Burnaby Village Museum Christmas show is called Stealing Christmas, and they are holding their auditions at the Bonzer Recreation Complex, Burnaby, October the 9th. So you still got a couple of weeks to get ready for that. Details on these and other auditions are on the VancouverActorsGuide.com site or at the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. All right, let's go back to that song that we started hearing and interrupted. This is Caracas with Pond of Dreams.
Thank you.
That's Kill Matilda and Zombie Apocalypse, and they are on a big tour right now through eastern Canada, the eastern United States, into the deep south. I think they're having biscuits and gravy this morning. They post their food on Facebook. I mean, who does that? And they're going to be in Vancouver for New Year's Eve, so make sure you're there for that. The venue hasn't been established yet, but they're on their official tour calendar. It says Vancouver New Year's Eve TBA. We're just about done here. Going on tonight at Pat's Pub down at Hastings and Dunleavy in the Patricia Hotel. Big show with the Scrags from Sweden. And opening up is the folks that we had in here last week, Komodo Wagon. And that is going to take us out of here. Okay, that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special congratulations and a big shout out to friend of the show, Naomi Lazarus, for her recent essay, It's Time for BC Teachers to Stop Lying to Parents, which has been getting all sorts of media attention and just might spark a movement to finally improve funding for BC public schools. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs an audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, you can send it to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor is here with Fen Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
the New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Considering studying abroad? Visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, September 27th at the Vancouver Convention Center East Wing to meet top universities from around the world offering postgrad, undergrad, and diploma programs abroad. Visit the Travel Zone.